I would pick
Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on. So what's up, man? It's been, shoot, I don't know, maybe 9 months since I've been back on the show. And I'm here with, I may not say his name, I'll just call him TV until he wants to give himself a new radio name. He may not want to put his business all out in the street because he's trying to do things. But right now he's in one of my sports groups, Sports Talks, no bullshit. He's one of the fan favorites, big Warrior fan. For, I'm guessing, what, the past 2 seasons, maybe? And, oh, you've been a Warrior fan longer?
Come on, man. We're gonna,
I don't know.
Gonna stand like that. On Thanksgiving, nonetheless.
I can't, you know,
it's what,
look, it's hard because, you know, I think, I don't know if you saw it, but Klay Thompson even said stadium was filled with half Lakers, and now it's all Warriors. And I haven't found those. I'm still searching for those ex-Laker fans. I don't know where they at.
Well, you're not going to find me in a Lakers jersey, that's for sure. That's for damn sure.
So,
I mean,
so
shit, you'll find me in a Warriors jersey at Staples Center, though.
What about a Kings fan? You not a Kings fan?
You know, that's my second team. I mean, I give it up to the Kings, though. I mean, they got good fans there, too. It's not like the Lakers, you know, Los Angeles. Oh, look, we're going to be Laker fans 1 year, and then the next year, if they start losing, we're going to be Clipper fans. I mean, that's the general consensus out here in the Bay Area, that, like, L.A. fans, they don't have any loyalty.
You
Which
know,
is confusing
to
me because you're from the Bay Area, but you're a Lakers fan.
Yeah, but, you know, we've talked about this before, and it's always a hot topic, especially when you like a good team. Because unless you like, if I said, oh, I was a Bucks fan, people wouldn't trip,
uh-huh.
right, because they don't win. But when you like a hot
uh-huh.
team, people want to know why. Now, most people know I was a Magic Johnson fan. I wore 32 my whole career of basketball. And so at that time people didn't like a player and then say, oh, well, I'm a player of the game. I'm a fan of the player. You know how now they follow LeBron or Curry or whoever else is hot. Like, I took that team and stayed with them. And that was it. But everybody else, you know, Niners, Giants.
Yeah, yeah. You just but it just seems like you like that team because they were winning.
Well, I was a Magic Johnson fan who was on the Lakers, so yeah.
Because they were winning, but I know you weren't. I know you weren't watching the Lakers when they were losing towards the early '90s.
No, I watched them all the time. I mean, I hated Jordan. There was no reason to jump on no other team. Matter of fact, my AAU team, I was always on the Lakers. It just stuck with me. Maybe it was because the team was hot, but Magic Johnson was that dude. I mean, you know, he was always on TV. He was cool, and it was showtime. So, but I can't say if they were losing, I would have been his fan because maybe they wouldn't have sold him as much, right? It wasn't like
uh-huh.
Barkley was a hot commodity in the late 80s.
I mean, well, that's the thing. You're a real fan if you root for a team that doesn't have hot commodities.
Well, but this, you got to remember, this is when I started watching basketball. You know, it was he was the guy that I started watching. It wasn't like, you know, I just chose the Lakers when they were losing and didn't have any reason. When I started watching basketball, Magic Johnson was that dude, and the Lakers was hot. And then I just became a Laker fan, and I stuck with them. And it makes it much easier, especially knowing, because, see, you guys like the Warriors, right? They have a whole bunch of horrible seasons. So you guys are always looking to blame.
You could almost say a decade full of horrible seasons.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys always mad of people that like winning teams. But you guys got to get over it, kind of, really.
But here's the thing. You like winning teams, but I know you don't like the Lakers now. You don't talk about them. You don't talk about them glowingly if they were going to win.
Well, the thing is, when they're losing, what most can you talk about? Things that need to be fixed. And that's what I talk about. I say, well, you know, there's another guy in the group. He's always talking about who should be playing at what. And I said, well, it was six games in, and he was talking about playing the rookies. And I'm like, it's only six games in. Now it's like, it kind of looked like the culture isn't going to be winning. The most you can say is, what are we looking forward to? Now, everybody gets on me about that. But when your team is down, that's pretty much all you look for. Like, okay, what can we look for in the two or three years? We got Kobe leaving, and we got a whole bunch of free agents that's going to start popping up.
I think Kobe's not going to wait two, 3 years to keep playing. I think he's going to
stop playing this year or next year.
This is Kobe's last year. This is the last time anybody's going to see a remnant from the late 90s.
Well, what I'm saying is it's going to be, he's this season or next, and I said we got the free agents in the next 3 years. Some people don't believe L.A. would be that team that can rebuild. I disagree. It's L.A. If you really believe L.A. just can't build back, you're silly. Now, I know the management has an issue, but once we free up cap space, it's going to be a whole different team. You're going to get some veterans. You're going to get somebody. I wouldn't be surprised if Russell Westbrook wants to come to L.A. or Durant or anybody else that's from or wants to go to L.A. So I'm not really tripping because it's only been five seasons since we got off of back-to-back.
Well, all I got to say is this, is that if Dr. Jerry Buss was the party bus, his son is the short bus because he ain't going to do shit in terms of drafts. Let's be real. Unless y'all get a new owner, there's not going to be a good draft year and you're rebuilding that you say is going to happen. It's going to happen.
Well, you don't know. And I don't know, but I know.
You want to know how I know?
Yeah.
Because Buss Jr., he didn't want Jerry West's help. Jerry West offered to help him when he was managing the Grizzlies. But he didn't want his help. He said, no, I got this. I'm not my dad.
And look
at where they're at now. Mike D'Antoni.
Well, here's the thing.
Mike Brown,
Byron Scott.
I mean, how many coaches have y'all got, and what have you got for it?
To me, Mike Brown shouldn't have been fired. I think that was completely unfair. He had just got us to the second round playoffs, and the next season we had all our superstars were hurt, and they just fired him with five games into the season.
Well, that's his fault.
And now. No, it's not his fault that the player got in.
That's exactly my point.
Management doesn't know how to run that team. Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is it's a different circumstances, and we just have to wait until Kobe leaves. Now, you got a lot of people. Everyone says it's Kobe's fault why players don't want to go there. I'm not arguing or agreeing with it, but I'm saying.
There's a lot of people that got something to say about that.
Well, everybody do. And it doesn't really. It's hard to argue when you have players that play with Kobe that tell you a different story. And anytime a player say, oh, I like playing with Kobe, or I want to play with him, someone always tries
said
to
no
tell
one
them
ever.
Home.
Said
uh-huh.
no one ever.
Well, that's not
no one
true,
has ever
but,
said they liked playing with Kobe. I don't even think Shaq, when he was getting rings, would say he liked playing with Kobe.
Well,
I'm just being real. I'm not ad-libbing. This is This is real shit.
Well, I'm telling you what I've heard and read. So there's difference in that because I've actually heard people say they was fine playing in L.A. With Kobe. And there's proof of that. But that's besides the point now. We're moving on and we'll find out in the next, like I said, I'm not expecting any changes or, you know, championship runs in the next two or three seasons. By 2018-19, I do think we'll be championship contending team.
And what makes you believe in 3 to 4 years that is going to happen? What is indicating to you that might happen?
Well, it's going to be free agents open. There's going to be a lot of free agents. And we got these max deals. We got these TV contracts. There's going to be a lot of money thrown out there. And you best believe a superstar or two will take that money and go to L.A.
Man, I'll take a bet with you right now that Lakers ain't going to be contenders in 3 to 4 years. I'll tell you that.
Well, what is contenders like? If you make the playoffs, you a contender.
Hey, no. You said championship contenders. I'm playoff contenders.
Well,
you can't go on a general term like that.
If you make the playoffs, you're a contender, right?
Well, no, because any team can be a playoff contender.
Are you sure?
Shoot, just look at the Atlanta Hawks. I mean, their team last year was playoff contenders, but they suck.
Look, you make it to the playoffs, you're a contender. That's how I feel, because you can win. We've seen
if you make it to the Western Conference Finals, or the Eastern Conference Finals, you make it to any conference finals, you're a contender. But if you just make it to the first round and get knocked out, I know you wasn't saying that the Warriors back in 2007, they were playoff contenders. I know you wasn't saying that.
If they made the playoffs, they were contenders. There was nothing.
But they got knocked out the first round against the Spurs.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't think they would beat the Spurs. But that doesn't make them – I wouldn't have went to the casino and put my money on the Spurs if I was so sure, because it can happen. It doesn't take much. You can lose a point. They could have lost Tim Duncan for the playoffs. It wouldn't take much for you to get upset. So that's what I'm saying.
That don't mean anything. It still didn't happen like that. The Warriors still got knocked out the first round. I remember.
But I wouldn't. What I'm saying is, when you end the playoffs, you're a contender at that point. Now, you may not have a high chance, especially if you play. Like, if they would have been playing the Nuggets in the first round.
We can agree to disagree, because I think you knocked out the first round. You wasn't a contender anyways. Like,
that's
the Eastern Conference. How many teams last year have negative records?
I don't think you understand what I'm saying. No, because you
hold
say,
on.
You
let
keep
me
saying,
let me ask you this then.
Well, you keep saying after you get knocked out in the first round. I'm talking about when the playoffs start.
Let me ask you this. How many teams? I know you know the number. How many teams last year on the Eastern Conference had a negative record but still made the playoffs?
I'm going to guess 3.
2 or 3.
Okay.
Right? And
right.
You would say the 8th seed in the Eastern Conference with their raggedy-ass record were contenders. That's according to your logic, because you're saying if you make the playoffs, you a contender. But they had a negative record on a really shitty conference. Man, you ain't a contender. Come on, man.
Look, who was the team out there that they had to face? Toronto?
Wizards?
And didn't Kyrie get hurt in the finals? If he would have got hurt, or if him and Love did not play at all in the playoffs, yeah, I would have gave any team a chance to beat the Cleveland. Yeah, I would have. I would have been like, they can't. You never know. I mean, because when we saw
well,
what
on,
happened.
Hold up. You know, Kyrie got injured in the with only 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter, right?
Of what?
Of the final against the Warriors, game one.
No, what I'm saying is, I'm not caring about the finals. I'm saying if he wouldn't have played in the first round and Love was out also, yeah, I would have gave that team, that AC, the chance to beat the Cavs. Because I've seen what they look like without both of those players. Now, LeBron is good enough to carry that team. The Warriors played exceptionally great. But I'm saying, yes, if you would have took that same team without all those superstars that got hurt against, what team was it, Atlanta? Yeah, I would have said Atlanta could have beat them.
No, Atlanta could have beat them. Atlanta was the number one seed last year.
Well, I don't
Cavs
remember who was
number two
eight
seed.
Well, who was number eight? Who was eight last year?
I think it was the Wizards.
Okay, yes. If you would have said if Love and Kyrie were hurt in that first round against the Wizards, I would have gave them a chance. And I think it was Boston, probably, actually.
Oh, no, you
but,
would not.
Yeah, I would.
You would not.
The Wizards versus
the
Cavs.
You're just saying that to try to prove your point.
No. Well, look, we'll do a poll. I'll just say, look, LeBron without Love and Kyrie, the Wizards have beat them. And I would have said, yeah. I would say, yeah, they could have.
Huh.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, once you win there, these injuries can really affect how your team is. It doesn't. I mean, shit, the Clippers were up, what, 3-0? And then Rockets came back? It's just weird in the playoffs.
Think about that. Rockets got lucky.
There you go. That's all I said. It can get lucky. You shouldn't go on a three-game win streak.
Here's the thing. When you have two shitty teams, because honestly, let's be real. Who really thinks Doc Rivers is a good coach? Do you?
I think he's a good coach. I'm not saying great.
I don't think he's a good coach. I think he's a terrible coach. He's overrated.
Well, okay, so what about that?
What are we left at?
No, so what about it? So you don't think he's a good coach?
Uh-huh. Well, he's an overrated coach. And if we even assume for a second that the Clippers are a good team, like let's think about history. Like history, right? Because history got all the facts. You just got to look at it. How many times have the Clippers gone to the playoffs, and how many times have they gone to a conference final within the past decade?
Well, no conference finals, and I don't know how many playoffs. Maybe four times I can think of.
Well, yeah, they've been, including last year, four times, right? And they've been knocked out every single damn time by a team that had no business really being there. Because how many teams actually knocked out the Clippers and ended up winning the finals? This is just to prove my point that how many teams have beat the Clippers in the playoffs and that ended up winning in the finals?
I don't know.
Zero. And you want to know why? Because the Clippers have only played teams that were garbage.
So the Rockets were garbage?
If you look at their... absolutely. Hell yeah. If you look at the way they played last year, come on, let's be real quick. Without Chandler Parsons hitting threes and all the lucky threes? I mean, James Harden does not have the ability he does not have the ability to carry a team.
Well, he does. He just
in the playoffs. In
the fourth quarter. He's a different player in the fourth quarter because he did have a bad game, that one game where he sat out and they were down 20. But for the most
He had like four bad games out of the five.
No.
I mean, what? Against the Warriors.
Man, I'm talking about.
It was a 5-1 series, right?
I'll tell you this. His fourth quarter was the issue for me. His first three quarters, he was fine. So I did say in the clutch in the playoffs is where his problems began. But, you know, and that's a serious problem, obviously, if you can't perform when you need it. But I'm just saying, he still carried that team to get to the playoffs. And for
all
both
right, that's cool. I mean, if you want a 75-cent superstar, then, yeah, James Harden is your guy.
Well, it ain't like they had a
but
dollar.
But the game, you got four quarters. So, I mean, shit, I'm trying to look for the dollar. Them dollar superstars.
Yeah, you can still carry somebody so far with 75 cents if you don't have a dollar superstar on your team because they don't. Chandler Parsons probably 35 cents himself. Dwight Howard is probably 25 cents. He's suspect too. I mean,
that's
if you turn down,
hey. Man, Dwight Howard is 5 cents.
Well, there you go. So you just proving my point that they needed was a fourth quarter superstar. Is what
and
they
that's
lacked.
My point. And that's just my point. I mean, to say that the Rockets were a good team, that would be assuming that they could win in the fourth quarter too. But
well, no,
clearly,
but you
history shows
Warriors,
that they did not.
No, well, you also got to remember who are they going up against, the Golden State Warriors. If you said, and if the Rockets were up 3-1 and lost three straight games to the Clippers, then I would agree more with you saying, yeah, that team sucks. But they didn't, and they were
the Rockets
team,
should
they just,
be thankful to the Clippers for beating the Spurs for them because the Rockets didn't beat the Spurs at all last year, as far as I know.
Well, yeah, it's different in the playoffs. And
I mean, Doc Rivers was talking about how the Warriors was lucky, but didn't talk about Houston being lucky having, you know, beating them when they didn't have to face the Spurs. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I think the Spurs were a better team than the Rockets were.
Well, they were, but that doesn't mean that the team sucks, though. Cause you, I don't know what you just said. You said the Rockets were a bad team. No, they just weren't
as
good as the Warriors.
I think they're a bad team because they just don't perform all the way. Good teams perform all the way. Yeah, they might lose, but it's close. Rockets, when they lost, it wasn't even close.
Well, the Warriors beat a lot of teams like that. You know what I mean? It was like, how can you compare them to the Warriors who was beating a lot of teams by 20-plus points?
So that's why the Warriors are a good team. We ain't talking about the Warriors, though. We're talking
well,
about the Rockets, the Clippers.
But who did they lose? Who did the Rockets lose to?
Well, they almost.
No, I don't want to hear about almost because that doesn't count. At least that's what Brandy told me. So
what are you
talking
about?
I was going by last year, and last year they lost to the Warriors, correct? Isn't that who they lost to?
Warriors, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. They lost to the Warriors, who was beating teams by 20. So it's not like. It's kind of hard to say, well, they suck because they lost by 20 to the Warriors.
Yeah,
nine,
but they barely beat
the
Clippers. They barely
it don't
beat
matter.
The
they were even. They were more evenly matched.
That's because you got two garbage-ass teams. That's why.
Well, yeah, your opinion, but that's fine.
But when I compare
okay,
a diamond.
Here wait, here you go then. If you call them
when,
a garbage-ass
when
team,
I compare a diamond to a tin can, I know where my value is.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because that's going to make arguments better when people talk about how easy the Warriors had it through the playoffs. Because you just basically said the Warriors were beating some garbage-ass teams to get to the East. And then
no, that's not true. I mean, what, you thought the Grizzlies was garbage?
Were
the Grizzlies garbage?
All their perimeter players were hurt.
That don't mean nothing.
If you can, listen, if you can have Andrew Bogut guard your shooting guard, who was hurt as well, there's problems on that team. I'm not saying the scheme wasn't right, so I'm not knocking how y'all played. I'm not knocking how y'all got coached. No, it's not. But you want to talk about how weak those teams were, then yeah, you just basically said all those teams was weak. You just said they were terrible teams.
They were all weak, but according to your logic, they were contenders.
No. Don't go by my logic, because we talked
about
the
season. No. You said they were contenders. So if you were contenders,
said that, but you're saying they're weak. That's why I had to go back to what you said. If you're going to say they're weak.
No, I just said the Rockets was weak and the Clippers was weak.
You said there was two shitty-ass teams, y'all. And you basically.
They were squishy-ass teams, yeah.
You played shitty teams in the playoffs, right?
Am I not right?
I'm asking you. Did the Warriors play shitty teams in the playoffs?
I mean, yeah, I think Denver was pretty
okay,
shitty.
Okay, well, there you go, see? So nobody. So
but that's one
you
team.
So you can't get mad when people say y'all had a cakewalk. If y'all played
cakewalk,
shitty teams,
we
that's a cakewalk.
One. I'll be honest with you. There's no team in the NBA that's as good as the Warriors.
We're not talking about this year. We're talking about last year, though. And last year,
but even last year, what team was really as good as the Warriors last year? And let's be real, in terms of like sheer shooting talent, scoring, defense.
I
know you're about to say the Hawks.
I said the Cavs and I said the Spurs. Those teams and. You know, the Rockets, before we found out James Harden in the fourth quarter, I didn't know. There was questions about him in the fourth quarter, but that was like the worst I've ever seen Harden play. I don't know if there was pressure on him. But if we had never seen that, like if we were going into the playoffs or going into game one in the first round, you would have been like, okay, this is going to be a good matchup between the Warriors and Rockets. Warrior fans don't like to admit now because they're going hindsight on how bad they whooped them up. But nobody knew.
Well, here's the thing.
Nobody
I knew
that
the Warriors weren't going to lose to the Rockets because James Harden was talking all that shit about the MVP. He's like, I'm gonna show America why I should have been the MVP. And, well.
But that's not talking shit about the MVP because other people did believe he was the MVP. So did Russell Westbrook.
Well, who?
Or
who really believed that James Harden was the MVP over Steph Curry?
There's a lot of people. Don't.
Yeah,
act like
I mean, not as much as compared to people who thought Steph Curry was the MVP.
Look, everybody has their own opinion. Everybody has their own opinion
now,
for their own reason.
If you got a pie,
don't
right?
Act like, what?
If you had a pie and you split it up into 100 slices, I bet you only about 18 of those slices went to James Harden's ass.
Well, I disagree, because there was a lot of people that said him, there was people that said Anthony Davis, and there was Westbrook. I was a Westbrook fan. And that's irrelevant, just because he said he felt like he should have been the MVP. You act like he was targeting James Curry. I'm sure he would have said that no matter who else got it.
Nah, I don't think so.
Well, you don't know, do you? Or do you?
Well, of course I know. I mean, Steph Curry's the MVP. Of course I know.
No, I said, do you know what he would have said?
Well, Russell Westbrook?
Okay, never mind. You trying to be funny now. I got you. But anyway, that's a wrap for the show. That'll be the last of the playoffs from 2014-2015 season. The next time we're on, we'll probably talk about some of the issues with ISIS and Felicis. They're kind of acting the same right now, at least in my opinion. And we'll get at you later. Peace.
Hit you up later.
Damn, Tim.